animal within you. You may be touched by that animal.
Oh, how fun.
All right.
Oh, yes.
Well, good luck.
All available to you.
Yeah, how about a love potion?
What about a love potion? Yes, there's irresistible. There's desire.
Give us a few.
Come to me.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, there is. Oh, come to me and compelling our excellent essential oils, and they certainly work on the libido.
Do you walk up to the one you want and just toss it on them, or what?
Actually, if you're wearing it, they respond to you. If you're going to put something on someone else, you know, like Love's Fire, that will certainly stimulate the libido, and that's one I would also use beside compelling if I'm doing a love and romance or an attraction ritual.
Okay, so, and it works?
Oh, does it? Oh, yeah. They'll come out of the woodwork. Please, people, be selective. All you're doing is putting out the call. If you're specific, okay, in what you want, and I don't mean height, weight. I'm talking about make sure that you put down the attributes that you want in an individual. You know, humor, honesty, compassion, understanding.
Oh, this could backfire on me.
Right, because if you're just putting out a call for a beautiful woman, you'll have a lot of beautiful women, and some of them may not be.
No, you want the full package. You don't,
so
you know.
Specific. That's binding down the action not wanted.
You want personality, too.
Of course.
Next
but
up.
But also put down what you don't want.
All right.
Remember?
Next up, let's go to the wild card line. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi, George. Hi, Evelyn.
Hi.
It's Nancy from Los Angeles.
Hi, Nancy.
I'm so happy to talk to you. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is about when you send out things, they've always said that whatever you send out comes back to you. But I know that on previous shows, Evelyn has talked about having justification. So I'm wondering, if somebody tells you that they have ill will towards you or that they can do something to you, is that a way of them giving you justification? And if so, then does it kind of override the rule of what you send out coming back to you?
No, justification means you are the victim. You are the innocent party. And mm-hmm. so, therefore, you are justified in not only removing it, but sending it back to the sender. You have to make the choice. I mean, you don't have to send it back. You can just remove it and put up a shield of protection. But for those people who want justification, meaning I want them to pay for what they've done, then you're going to do a reversal, meaning you're sending it back to the sender.
Okay. So if you're just protecting yourself from what they say they're going to do to you, then...
Then you have justification, and you will not have to worry about any karma or any threefold backlash.
Okay. Thank you very
Great.
Much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for being on the program. Next up, first-time caller line. You're on the air. Hi.
Hello. Hi, my name is Anna, and I'm calling from San Diego.
Hi, Anna. Go ahead.
Hi. I have a question. I want to know what dark entities, they're kind of smoky-like, and they have shaped like a person, and I'm wondering what these things are and how one can get rid of them.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't know what they are until I asked you a hell of a lot more questions.
Okay.
But how to get rid of them, I would do cleansing and protection of the environment. Go to mysticalblend.com. Look under rituals. There is a cleansing and protection of the environment package there. What that will do is, again, remove all entities, anything that is negative, and make the home your own again. And then you can put in the vibrations you desire after you put up the shield.
I see. Okay. And if they touch you, what would... Would that harm you?
Absolutely, yes. That's why I'm saying, honey, cleansing and protection of the environment, and make sure that you put protection oil on the headboard and the wall behind your bed.
Okay.
Because they're coming to you at night.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You see, all psychic vampires, any practitioner, if I wanted to reach you, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to come at you when your guard is down.
When you're asleep, maybe, right?
Yes.
I see.
So protect yourself.
Well, thank you so much for all your information. It was very nice talking to you.
Thanks, bye. Anna. Good to have you on the program. East of the Rockies, your turn. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi.
Yes, sir. Where might you be?
I'm calling from Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh,
how are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing great. Thanks.
That's awesome. Well, I mean, this is my first time ever being on the program. I'm really
glad
excited.
You got in. What finally compelled you? Was it Evelyn the Witch?
It sure was.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, my mom, I'd gotten to New Age spiritualism and the occult about about a year ago, I read this book about, what was it? It was called The Lost Teachings of Atlantis or something about that. And it really inspired me. But anyway, I just had a couple of questions. The first one is the thing where you're talking about essential oils and anointing the bed, so that, excuse me, the mirror, so that evil entities couldn't access through it. I did it similarly, except what I imagined, I used chi energy to kind of purify the mirror, and then with the white, I did the circle and the cross. Would that work also if enough intent, energy, and awareness was put into it?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, I was hoping that that was the case, because, I don't know, I work with chi energy a bit more than I work with essential oils and things of that nature.
Essential oils, honey, have its own vibration, and so what I'm doing is giving off a number of tools, such as herbs and essential oils and chants, so that you have more assistance in protecting yourself.
Okay, awesome. And speaking about vibrations, I was meditating at one point in time, and I believe it was my higher self that told me my vibrational identity, and it was Soak Ma Ve. And I was wondering, is there like any way that you could help me to better understand what that vibrational identity means?
If you are good in meditation, then I would suggest that you go into the workshop of the mind.
Okay.
Bring the essence of that spirit or entity into the workshop.
Okay.
And have a communication with it. May introduce yourself, ask it if it wants to be called the name it has been given to you, and then have a conversation. It will inform you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to communicate with spirit.
Mm-hmm. All right, and my last and final question was, you mentioned, I don't think it was necessarily love potion, but love oils, and I think one of them was love fire.
Yeah, love fire. It's an excellent.
All right, and could I get information about those on your website?
Yes, you can. And also, for those people who can't go to a website, as I mentioned, they can get the free catalog. And the reason why I have this catalog is I've designed it in such a way that it explains what the herbs and the essential oils and the candles are so that you can go to any metaphysical store and buy what you need and know what you're buying and what you're going to do with it.
Do you have any books out?
No, I'm going to be having to put some books
out.
I do have the educational tapes. And like I said, to me, I like being able to talk to a person. I like to be able to inspire them. I like to be able to give them a quest to go on, to empower them.
I think if you wrote a how-to book on witchcraft, but in the good way, not the evil way, obviously you would do it the good way, I think it would sell like hotcakes.
I think I'll have to.
Next up, let's go to our wild card line. Welcome to Coast. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to
both
you.
Both of you.
Thanks.
This is Lori. I'm calling from over by Sioux Falls in South Dakota.
Okay, Lori, go ahead.
I talked to you last Friday, I think it was, George.
Was that you?
From calling about my trip to New Orleans with my sister.
Oh, yeah, okay, I remember it, yeah.
Something happened to me Sunday morning. I specifically noted the time for some odd reason, I don't know. Between 4 and 5 a.m., I had a question for Evelyn about this.
Right,
very weird experience.
I'm listening.
I went to go lay down in bed. We have a cat. She came and laid down by me. She was close enough that I could feel her, you know, and I was really tired, and I was tossing and turning a little bit, and I finally settled on my stomach. And you know that it's like a halfway there kind of state that you're in. You're not really awake, but you're not quite asleep yet.
Mm-hmm. The alpha state, yes.
Okay. This is just really weird.
Hurry up, though. I don't want to hit the break without getting your question.
Okay. It was just really weird there. All of a sudden, I felt a pressure on my whole back, like somebody was, like, laying right on top of me. And I was feeling, this is the only way I can describe it, like an intense darkness. It was like I was being smothered and my head being held down.
It came through the mirror.
It was really weird. I noticed the cat all of a sudden just jumped off the bed and got out of the bedroom.
Okay, first of all, what that could be, I'm not saying it is, I'd have to have, again, more information, but you could have been visited by a spirit or an entity that is called an incubus.
And how do they get into this
house? That can be
sent
to you by another individual, like a practitioner.
Is that the only way?
No. It can also be attracted to you because you are a highly sensitive individual, and what they are going to do is try to drain you of energy. If not, then psychically attack you and possibly molest you physically.
And a lot of people have had reports of things like that happening.
Yes, there is the incubi and the succubi.
All right, Evelyn, stay with us. And I tell you, very quickly, get out your toll-free phone number, by the way, to those people who do not have computers.
818-407-1951 and 818-985-9935.
In addition to being a witch, Evelyn Paglini is also a parapsychologist. We'll be back with her. We'll take final questions in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. So we'll be right back. Boy, does that take me back about 600 years. How about that? Would you like a free CD? You can. It's called Perfect Possession, Art Bell's interview with the late Father Malachi Martin. It is yours when you subscribe to the After Dark newsletter. Call 1-888-727-5505, or you see all the information you need on Perfect Possession, your free CD, on the Coast2TO, coasttocoastam.com website. Evelyn, are children gifted with magic from the get-go, and maybe they eventually lose it when they become an adult?
I would say that most people are born with the ability of magic, and after they reach the use of 7, they start losing it. If they are trained from young, they will never lose it.
Do you include tarot cards in magic, or is that something else?
That's divination. Psychometry, tarot, crystal ball gazing, sand, pebbles, roses.
So it's an offshoot then?
It's an offshoot, but it is a form of divination, not magic.
Okay.
Magic is nature and the elements.
Back to the phones we go. Wildcard Line, you're up on Coast to Coast AM. Where might you be?
This is Jesse calling from Idaho.
Hi, Jesse. Go ahead.
All right. I wanted to see if you could kind of clarify a little more what you were talking about with the mirrors and seeing the faces and past lives, because I thought I heard you say something about spirits coming through, and I wanted to make sure I wasn't being possessed by anything specific.
Okay, what I was saying as far as spirits coming through, I said if you have not cleansed the mirrors in your home, they are still a portal or a doorway that any practitioner can send a familiar or a spirit. Also, you can have an entity or spirit come through the mirrors. As far as past life, there is a technique in my Mirror Magic CD that tells you how you can, after cleansing the mirror, that you can look into the mirror and you will watch the face change, the gender change, the age change, and even the garment you're wearing, as well as see scenes behind you that will give you insight to the period of time of the past life regression that you are looking at.
You see, that's a lot like kind of what I've seen, and that's why I wondered, because I didn't really do anything specific. I just kind of, I was doing an exercise for a metaphysics class I'm taking.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to see, like one day I saw an Asian guy, and another day I saw, like, a reptile kind of thing.
Right. You'll go through all kinds. Like I said, there will be several images. And then as you do it, as you practice, one will keep coming back, and that will have a familiarity to it. Then you can concentrate on that one and get more and more specific, and you'll get more detail out of it.
Okay, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Do you ever perform exorcisms, Evelyn, or do you participate in them?
Yes, I have performed exorcisms, and anytime you do something like that, believe me, George, you put your life in jeopardy.
Absolutely. Your life and everything that goes with it, because I've talked to some priests in the past who probably think they never would have gotten out of these things alive.
Yes. In fact, an excellent book by Father Malachi Martin is Hostage to the Devil.
Yes. First-time caller line, you're up with Evelyn Paglini. Hi there.
Hi.
And where might you be?
I'm calling from Burbank.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Well, I have a couple questions. I'm really glad to be on your show talking with you.
That's question one. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. Well, the first question I had was, I was wondering if you had any other kinds of magic you would recommend that parallel the mirror magic, because I'm completely blind, so mirrors don't really do much for me, you know, looking into them. But, you know, what about a faceted crystal or a maybe a stone? Because I do, I guess I do scrying and that kind of thing in my own way.
All right. You can use water and you can use crystal or any polished instrument.
Okay.
But as far as your crystals are concerned, they are an excellent conduit.
Okay.
And they can be programmed not only for protection,
okay,
but for healing.
Oh, okay.
They will absorb negativity, especially if you're using a clear quartz crystal programmed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, for healing, mm-hmm, as well as for protection. You will notice that if you're really under attack after 30 to 60 days, your crystal will start to cloud up.
Okay.
That means it's absorbed as much as it can. I would suggest you take it off, get yourself a wooden bowl, some warm water with some sea salt, leave it in there for 24 hours, take it out.
All right.
Wash it off. Then again, program it with protection or healing oil, whichever, you know, the task that you have assigned to it,
okay,
and then place it back on you.
Okay. So is that your closest parallel to mirror, like?
Well, that is.
That is.
A close to mirror because it's been used before. All crystals were the first mirrors.
Oh, okay. Great. I don't know. Is there time for my other question?
Or... Why not? Of course.
Okay. The other question I had is... when you're doing, let's say that you're doing a love spell.
Yeah.
And this is going to sound like a really odd question, but I've, for the last several years, I've, several people in my life have, and of course myself, have seen a picture of the person that I'm supposed to be with, and that's my soulmate. Is that like being too specific if you're doing a spell and if you just have this picture in your head? Or can you, you know, can you do, I mean, I don't know who the person is personally. I've never met them. But I have, it's like, if you have a sense of their spirit.
Yes, you can. That's
how do you
putting
do...
out the call and making sure, like I said, the attributes that you want.
Okay.
And if you put out the call, you will receive the individuals that will have those attributes, again, be selective.
Okay.
And bind down the action not wanted.
Okay.
Meaning you'll get those attributes, but some others that may be nasty.
Oh, yeah.
So make sure that they do not come along with them.
Okay.
And, yeah, you will receive those individuals.
Okay.
All right, great. Thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
Let's go west of the Rockies. You're on Coast to Coast with Evelyn Paglini. Hi there.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, Mr. Norrie and Dr. Evelyn. And I bless you both because I've been blessed by getting through on the phone.
I guess so. Everything happens for a reason, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I'm Victor from Washington, KVI 570 AM.
Uh-huh.
And I talked to you about the face in the mirror.
Yes, you did.
Yes. And there's news about it. It's back in the house. Mom
All
came
right.
home.
Explain this to Evelyn. Maybe she can give us some more poignant advice than I could.
Okay. Well, this mirror, it's kind of a, well, it's about 2 foot wide and about 3 feet high. It's got a beautiful gold frame around it. One night, a couple of friends of mine were over here, and we're all into the metaphysics, and he walks by this mirror, and he goes, there's a face in there. And I go, what? So we all look, and we look, and, well, there's this face. It's in the left upper corner of it. And it looked a lot like Michelangelo's self-portrait when he was doing sketchings. But he had, like, a real stern demeanor about him. I put it out in the shed. I did cleanse it with Windex, and I actually borrowed an eagle feather from a Native American and cleansed it, cleared it with that, and it was still there. Well, it was giving me the creep, so I put it in the shed. My mom comes home from California. She had been staying down there for like 8 years, and, well, she pulls it back in, and I don't have the heart to tell her. But I'm thinking... maybe this guy is trying to get me to do some scrying in there.
It may not be a negative, it may be a positive, and since you already did a cleansing on it, it would have removed anything that would have been used as a negative.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore that mirror is not negative, sir.
Okay.
Apparently it's there either to entice you into using your imagination and your mind in order to, again, cross the threshold of enlightenment, use it as a portal, a doorway, go into the astral realms, go into other realities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So very definitely use it for scrying. But again, just to be safe, after you've cleansed it, consecrate it.
Okay.
Put some protection oil on it.
Very good. I got another question about the karma of using a box of mirrors. I'm sure you've used that, or, I don't know, putting somebody's name in a box of mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can bind them that way, yes.
Okay. Well, and it reflects whatever they do. It reflects good or bad, whatever it does, it reflects.
Yeah, it reflects back to them. Okay, if they are in the center and the mirror are facing outward, anything coming in would be reflected or repelled.
Mm.
If they are standing in front of the mirror, that is because they are trying to attract to them something. So make sure where and how you use your mirrors.
Right. Yeah, I make a little box of these little square mirrors you get from the hobby
mm-hmm.
place. And, one guy... owed me a lot of money, and I put him in there, and pretty soon he came by with the money.
That's right.
Put him in the box.
That works. It works.
Sounds like a Twilight Zone movie.
Isn't it wonderful to have that power yourself, to have the knowledge and the power yourself? That's what gives you the edge. You don't have to go to anybody else once you learn it, and then no one can take it from you.
Put him in the box. That is funny. And it worked. Wildcard Line, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Oh, I didn't know if I came through. Hi, how are you?
You made it. You made it loud and clear.
Fantastic. First of all, what a gracious blessing for you all. You're such a breath and a fresh in a constipated society. So fresh. Greetings from the beautiful area of Cloudland Canyon. I have a couple of questions. First of all, is it possible that individuals can be a conduit to evil? I am so good, I make myself sick. And I'm a healer. I've worked in medicine in over 30 years, and I work where you don't want to visit in a hospital. And for some reason, it seems that I can bring out the most bizarre negative behavior in people that I have even fed that I don't even know. And I'm talking about negative judgments and decisions and actions, like they'll come back and rob me or whatever, decisions that do not even, without even a conversation.
That's because, honey, you're a worker of light. And as I had mentioned early in the game, you will be attacked. Put a shield of protection around you. Wear protection oil to work, because that's why you are a worker of light. And what they're trying to do is drain you of energy, block and stop you.
Oh, fabulous. And the thing is, like, I've practically downloaded your whole site also. Like, I have always had grandmother's gift that was positive at work and would always be directive at work and correct as far as up-and-coming